going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is just sad.
Oh, what? What? What?
It says that nearly half of Americans have given up on saving money.
Yeah, I have.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's called getting married.
Well, it's also called taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to pay taxes, too.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah, that's crazy. 63% of people with savings account have withdrawn money since the beginning of 2025, primarily for unexpected expenses and everyday necessities. Just 18% reported using their savings for something they were actually saving towards.
I also saw this morning that in Colorado, to live the life you want to live on retirement, you need $1.2 million in the bank.
Oof, I bet you need more than that.
I feel like that's low.
That's really low.
No, that's the number they gave this morning. $1.2 million. That's just to live, you know, just be
for 1 year
somewhat comfortable. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to travel a lot.
I was going to say, maybe you just stay home. It's a staycation every single year.
Yeah, but with taxes and everything like that, you're going to run through that money in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's what the number is they gave out this morning. $1.2 million. You need at least that.
Oof. That would go away fast if you didn't have a job.
Well, if you spent it, traveling and things.
No, just think about your, like,
just
everyday
living.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 1.2 if you're 90, then you should be
sad. Yeah, exactly. So,
but to retire, I mean, you got to be 70 anyway.
But
so you're
65.
Talking about $1.2
billion. Yeah, 65.
Well, I mean, for maximum is 70 right now.
That's Social Security, though.
Yeah, I know. I know what it is.
I know
exactly
what it is. That's not the 1.2 savings.
Okay, go with 65, Chappelle. Go with 65. I'm just saying.
That just doesn't make sense.
To keep in mind that if you are 65 plus with $1.2 million, probably going to last you a while.
All right. Well, anyway, let's see here. That says former NFL star Mel Owens announced as the next Golden Bachelor ahead of season 2. Mel Owens has officially been named. I don't know who he is either, you guys, but apparently he was an NFL star. He played as a linebacker for the LA Rams from 81 through 89. And let's see here. It says beforehand, the former sports star attended the University of Michigan, where he played college football, and he was drafted into the NFL as the 9th pick for the Rams. Just think. Someday, Shador is going to be a Golden Bachelor.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
No kidding.
As I talk about the draft pick, like, this will be that. Someone someday is going to read the same
Maybe
thing.
Maybe him and Travis Hunter can date, like, the same group of girls. And
right?
They can all
they
find
can all them. Just at, on an island somewhere. Oh. Yeah, Golden Bachelors, both of them. Yeah, I mean, it'll be years from now, but still, think about it. Okay, another Kardashian reality. Hi, my name is Jamie. Another Kardashian reality show is coming out. Calabasas Behind the Gates. Dear
I can't
God.
Wait. I want to know what it's like behind the gates.
it says it's, we all know what's happening behind the gates of Calabasas, but who are these people in the extended lives of the Kardashians? So we're developing a show that we're let's see here, at least for now, calling Calabasas Behind the Gates. That was from the Disney guy. My God. Huh. I don't care what's going on behind their gates.
Really?
No.
I think we're all curious.
Really?
I kind of want to know what these people do for a living.
At one point in my life, I lived behind gates. Here's what they do. They are so ridiculous, the gate people. Here's what they say. Darling, we went to a party in our neighborhood, and darling, can you move the Benz? I was like, did she just say move the Benz? She didn't just say move the car. And then the other thing is that they did, they go, will you go down to the wine cellar and get a bottle of wine? Shut up.
I don't think people that live behind the gates go to work every day.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're working over to Amazon or anything.
No, they're not. No. Unless they're the CEO or something. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what you can expect. Moving their Benz and getting a bottle of Chablis.
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
Got to watch.
A-list stars from Beyonce to Taylor Swift are snubbing Meghan Markle, and BJ loves it.
Yeah, I do. I do. She doesn't need friends. Her and Harry. Her and Harry float the boat themselves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy, I keep getting all these feeds where they're showing her, controlling him. Like, the way she puts her hand on his back, she moves him through the crowd. And, if she doesn't, and then she steps in front of him all the time to shake people's hands. In fact, at one point, they ran into each other because she went for it first.
Oh.
It's really bizarre. I mean, she thinks she's royalty, I think.
We never play any clips from her podcast. We've never.
Well, it just started. Yeah, so.
When did it start?
But it's
been going on for a month or two, hasn't it?
I think a couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. So, but there's nothing
since the jam.
Since the right after the jam,
yeah,
the jam kicked it all off. Yeah, I thought she'd been going on for a while.
Yeah, it's only been 2 weeks. It came out April 8th.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So.
She can't get any guests.
Well,
on there.
Even her first one should have been riveting enough that we would have played it.
Well, yeah. I mean, 2 weeks is plenty. I mean, we do that with the Kelsey brothers.
We even played the Obama podcast, and that thing's
boring.
Yeah.
That's Michelle Obama, right?
Uh-huh. Give it a chance. It's going to start out slow, but she's going to slowly build. Okay?
We haven't played one clip. Nothing. Hadn't even heard about it. We didn't even know when it started.
I don't even know the name of it.
Confessions of a Female Founder.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Confessions
of a Female Founder.
You know, she's a founder for businesses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Entrepreneur.
What she should say is Confessions of a Female Founder of Prince. I bet that's just me. Okay, let's hear what else someone's going to lose. There's not a whole lot, I got to be honest with you. Taylor Swift is being called to being subpoenaed for this whole Blake Lively thing. Her and Hugh Jackman. I always want to say something dirty with Hugh Jackman. I don't know why.
Hugh Jackman.
Anyway, and so they're being called in to being subpoenaed. This is going to get messy. And like one of you said, I can't remember who said it, but their attorney bills alone.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is going on forever. Well,
and I've been in this position before where I had to do a deposition once for a lawsuit between two guys. I went in there. And my deposition was supposed to work for the one guy, okay? When I came out of there, I said things that worked against him. Because the way the lawyers treat you and the way they, position the questions, I came out of there and I hurt him more than I helped my friend.
Yeah.
And so you got to figure that Taylor, that's the way she feels. Like, I don't want to do this.
It's weird being deposed, I'll tell you. I might have lied. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want to tell the truth.
You got to do what you got to do.
Truth hurts.
I'm kidding. I didn't lie. Don't everybody flip out. I didn't lie. It was a joke. I was just, knee slapper. Let's see here. What else? Kevin Costner. Apparently, he's not with the mystery woman, as everybody said. It was just his personal assistant. And everybody's like, oh, Kevin Costner is with this girl. But no, it's just his personal assistant. So there still is a chance with J-Lo. Thank
God. All right.
God.
Okay.
So she can just rest easy.
Yeah. I guess she's a big fan.
Who? J-Lo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were seen together in Colorado in Aspen over the holidays, and they were having a cocktail together.
Well, Ben Affleck says she is like head over heels over Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that his character.
When did you talk to Ben?
Well, that's according to a story that's out this morning.
Oh, I thought you guys had lunch.
Not until next week. We're supposed to hook up next week. Yeah, we're going to the Chop House.
Chop House. Yeah. They have the best cheddar mashed potatoes.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's where I'm going, Jamie.
I love them.
I'm going to take Ben down there and let him check out the cheddar.
Really? Because I like to say, bend over, I'll drive.
Listen. You need some sleep.
I know.
You really do.
I know.
I'm telling you the truth here.
I know.
She's a huge fan of Yellowstone.
Okay.
And she loves his character. And she really just adores Kevin Costner.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. This is J-Lo now. And J-Lo, you know, she's looking for a man. She's always looking for a man.
Yeah, She always. Yeah, she can't be alone.
No.
This is the longest she's been alone.
No.
You know?
I feel like it has,
Yeah, she's not been in a serious relationship.
We don't know if she's alone.
Well, that's true, too. That is true. Toys R Us is getting a live-action film.
Huh?
Toys R Us is getting a live-action film.
You mean that giraffe?
Yeah, the giraffe. The film aims to capture the childhood wonder in a modern, fast-paced adventure that taps into the Toys R Us brand. Let's see here. It was 70 years in the toy industry. Yeah, I guess that giraffe, like, smokes meth and goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
you
cocaine.
Need some sleep.
It's like cocaine bear.
Will you stop with that? This is kids' toys we're talking about,
no,
Jamie.
No,
that giraffe is an icon, man.
He's not wrong. I went out with my girlfriends, and I need a nap.
You need a nap. I am looking forward to Toy Story 5.
Oh, yeah.
That series is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is,
it
right?
really is good.
Yeah. I think Ken comes out of the closet this one.
Look, I've had enough of you today, okay? You have my permission to leave now.
I mean, it was...
This is ridiculous.
Just saying. I mean, it's been insinuated for years. All right, I'm done. There you go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tablet trash. Ta-da!
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free app for your phone. The podcast there after the program today. If you want to be a part of the girls' night out with Jamie... All you got to do is go online, get registered right now. Hurry.
Yep, it's super duper easy. It's for tomorrow night. We're going to be at Facial Aesthetics at the Girls Night Out. It's in Greenwood Village. So if you register, make sure you can go. It starts at 5 o'clock. It goes 5 to 7. Register at alice1059.com. I don't know what that was. Click on the contest page.
Right yeah, now. I hear the goodie bags are really goody.
They really are.
Goody bags, all right? Get signed up. Again, alice1059.com, the contest page.
Correct. Yeah.
And you could win.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Is today the last day to sign up or tomorrow?
You got me.
Just go do it. She needs a nap, okay?
Yeah, I do need a nap. Well, I really don't know the answer to that.
You don't?
No.
There's no deadline or you don't know. All right, we're going to look into this,
we'll
okay?
Look at that,
but we do know it's open right now.
Yeah, but okay. Go to it right now. All
right. BJ and Jamie.
Two.
At least 25, even to get it to a dollar. I can't do that.
You're just over there mumbling.
If I do 20, what?
You're just, like I even said, who are you talking to? 24, seven, oh my God.
I'm ciphering.
You're what?
I'm ciphering.
What are you ciphering?
I'm ciphering Buffalo Wild Wings Unlimited Wings right now.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out if it's worth it for me to go over there today and have some wings.
Well, it's
and see
it's
if dollar value. Huh?
It's $19.99 for the bone-in, correct?
No, boneless.
Boneless?
Yeah.
Okay. And
then the other.
$24 or something? Yeah.
I don't like boneless.
Okay.
I want the bone in.
Yeah,
okay?
I agree.
Traditional wings, okay?
All right.
They're $24.99. This deal started on Monday of this week over at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They have good wings.
All you can eat. Now, I will say this. They're small wings, so you could probably eat more there than you can like a Hooters.
Yeah.
Because they're a little bit bigger over there. So I'm
But you also
thinking,
get fries.
I don't know, Jamie. $24.99 seems like a little too much.
It does.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Because you'd have to eat at least 25 wings to get it under a dollar a wing.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's a little too high.
Yeah. How many wings do you think you can eat in a setting?
Yeah, that's what I was ciphering.
Oh.
when you caught me off guard or I caught you off guard, whichever you want to look at it.
9, 24. Oh, God.
I figured, I'll show you the math. Look,
okay.
You can see I'm actually doing it, right?
Yeah, you're doing that.
16 is what I'm thinking.
And that comes to $1.50?
$1.56. Yeah. It's not worth that.
It's not.
I mean, they have good wings,
but it's
not worth $1.56 per wing. I can't eat $25 in wings.
Yeah, when you break it down like that.
No, I can only have about four.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's about it all.
I think 16's pushing it.
Yeah.
16's a good amount.
I think I could do 16. I really do. Ugh. But I don't think I could do 20.
But the thing is, you don't want to eat because you have to. You know,
I do.
But I mean,
once I pay $25, I feel like
saying.
I have to, and I'm going to eat.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't become enjoyable at that point because now it's forced.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not just having a great meal.
Yeah.
Now and you're like, I gotta eat more.
And they probably don't bring you 12 at a time so that you could take a few home. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure they don't. Probably.
No, I'm sure it's one wing here.
Yeah.
You got to beg for the next one. Then beg for the next one. You know how that works.
I don't know if it's begging.
Well, I'm just saying.
And do they all have to be the same flavor?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think the flavor matters.
Uh-huh.
Although it does say, no, it doesn't say anything about flavor, okay. So I don't really
it's
know
all
that.
It's like the worst flavor that they have.
Yeah.
I don't know. Buffalo Wild Wings, if you're listening, I think your price is a little high.
It is high.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I think you're better off. I think about $15.99 would be a good price.
How many
price.
Wings can you eat, Carson?
So last time Bree and I went out for wings, we got 24. And I definitely had the majority of them, but we did finish them.
Mm.
We shared 24. So I'd say probably around BJ, 16, 17.
Yeah, I'd say 16 is the limit.
I think if I'm not eating fries, I could put down about 20.
All right.
Yeah.
Still not worth it.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little high, Buffalo Wild Wings.
It really is a little high. Yeah, it really is. Yep.
Just thought we'd throw her 2 cents worth out there. A little much.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I got a story I got to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, before we get out of here today.
Okay.
All right. So you remember over the weekend that I came in on Monday and told you that I'd been cleaning out the garage?
Yes.
And we got it. You know, a lot of stuff cleaned out of there. And then we went through a lot of different totes and stuff that were in the garage.
And you actually got a big thing. What's that thing called?
Dumpster.
A dumpster.
Yeah. I got the big dumpster. We shared it with the neighbor, by the way.
Nice.
We split the cost. He threw a couch or two in there. BJ, all right, so we're going through some stuff in the tub. And it's stuff that I have kept over the years. Actually, my ex-wife kept it because I had no idea this stuff even exists. And one of the things I found was my report card from the sixth grade.
Well, isn't that precious?
Isn't that cute? Cute. All right. I got a story with
it,
though.
Doesn't work well with others? Was that checked?
No. No, I had a few things that were checked, like disruptive, talks too much, things like that. Doesn't use his time in a very productive way, type things like that. But I also had, like, let's see, works well with others.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was a very friendly little guy, you know, in school or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But I did notice one thing on the side, because they used to give you grades on your report card, and you know, you'd have English, math, and blah, 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 blah. And it would be C, B, 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 A, B, C. Okay. That's the way it worked, right? And I noticed on the first 6 weeks of the school year, I had my grades. They were pretty good. They were decent.
You came out strong.
No, it was okay.
Yeah.
My mom signed it because the parent had to sign the back, if you remember, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my mom signed. Well, when we got to the fourth week or the fourth semester of the school year, things weren't so good. I don't know why I went downhill. I don't know if I got hooked up with the wrong crowd.
Something went
in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
But something went south, okay? Because all of a sudden it was C, D, F, F,
ooh, you had Fs?
Yeah, I had a couple of Fs.
Were you held back?
Well, I could have been,
were
but
you?
I wasn't. No.
Were you held back?
No, I bounced back on week 5 and 6.
You held back.
No, that fourth
you
week.
You were held back.
I don't know if I
yes,
was.
Yes, you were.
Maybe in the 6th grade.
You guys, he was held back.
No, I wasn't. No, I passed. I promised I passed. And I don't know if that fourth semester, whatever they call it, I don't know if that fourth, if I got with the wrong, maybe the smoking guys or something like that, you know, the wrong crowd. Even in the sixth grade, they had a smoking section. All right, so, but I did notice one thing. On the DFFF weeks.
It's okay to say you were held back.
I was never held back.
It's okay.
No, I wasn't.
You don't have to be so defensive. No. Yeah. We're fine with it.
No, I was never held back. Listen. But I did notice.
That's why he's getting so defensive.
I did notice on that fourth with the D's, F's, whatever, I had forged my mom's name.
Oh.
I noticed the handwriting
on
my report card that I had written it myself.
Real?
Yeah. That I was a criminal.
Wow, you are shady.
Yeah, I hid it. I hid all this from my mother.
Really? And then you were held back.
All right, there you go. That's my report card story. That's all I got.
By BJ Harris.
I never got held back, but I did get put in a special unit of the school.
You're calling it special unit?
That's what they called it. They
I feel like you probably did unit. A lot of summer school.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the entire summer.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing summer school. Yeah. I do remember being in that one special class.
In the special wing?
Yeah.
In
the basement.
Oh,
it was in the basement.
Oh, man.
It was. I do remember that. They put me in there with a friend of mine because he and I were good buddies, and he was really dumb.
Yep.
I mean, he was dumb. I mean, that poor kid, I mean, he couldn't do anything.
I know that you're going to find this shocking, but I spent one whole year in the hallway in my desk.
I remember when they would do that.
Yeah,
They would isolate you.
Yeah, it was in the hallway that entire time.
Yes.
Like, every day.
I got in trouble in a math class, and they put me in the hallway for a week.
And they make you scoot your desk out there. And you're just sitting out there like, la, la, la.
You're by yourself. You go to that class, and you're in the hallway by yourself at a desk.
I mean, at least you didn't have to ask to go to the bathroom.
No.
Just get up and walk out.
Yeah, but that way I wouldn't talk to people. Because I was a talker.
You work well with others.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They just wouldn't let you around the others.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, we got to go, folks. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Remember, there are thunderstorms. Could be some serious stuff in the forecast today, tomorrow, and Friday. And let's see here. Facial aesthetics. You can still register.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Go to alice1059.com. And now it's on the front page. Is that right?
Yep. It's on the homepage.
It's on the homepage. So you can register there. Register to meet me tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the girls get together.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.